Citizens of Bobville, I ask you now to prepare to listen to the Bobcast.
We're recording. This is Bobcast episode 35.
Welcome, citizens of Bobville.
Here welcome. We
35, you said?
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot. So it is, what, it's about 6:37
p.m.
on June 24th.
Yep. Which it is a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes. Although I didn't ride my motorcycle today, even though I could have. Yesterday, I went to Starbucks with my motorcycle, and it was overcast. But I thought, it didn't look too bad. Then I'm sitting in Starbucks, and there's like a monsoon. So my motorcycle got soaked, which the motorcycle gets wet. That's no big deal. But my helmet was full of water. It was like a fishbowl. and you can't really wear it after that. So, you can, but it's like sticking your head into a wet sponge. It's not fun. So I strapped the helmet on the back of the motorcycle, came home, and got the truck and went to work. This morning, when I got up, it looked about the same way. So I figured, well, I'm not going to chance it. I drove my truck, but turns out I could have taken the motorcycle today. So I guessed wrong 2 days in a row.
Yes, you did.
So.
Well, after this, we're going to Mullins.
Mullins, yes. It is a bar and grill.
In Lyle.
In Lyle, Illinois.
At the corner of Naperville.
Naperville Road and Warrenville Road. Yes. And it is Tuesday, so it's open mic night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're going there.
To hear me jam on the ukulele.
Because Bob's going to be jamming away with some sweet, sweet ukulele tunes.
You know what I was thinking?
What were you thinking?
We could bring my recorder there and record it and put my playing in this podcast.
We could do that.
If it sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. You got to show me how to work the thing.
Okay.
Or we can get a table up front like we did last week and we can set it on the table and record it.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking.
Yeah. And then we'll see how that goes.
We'll see how it sounds, and maybe we'll put it in. But I'm going to be playing Stand By Me.
By Benny King?
Yeah.
Oh, is that?
Well, I don't know.
No, it wasn't. Stand By Me was Bill Withers?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Well, I'm going to be playing Stand By Me, Watching the Wheels by John Lennon, and Two Seater by Bowling for Soup.
Two Seater. Okay. So we're going to hear you play those three tunes.
Yeah.
And open mic night starts when? 8:30? 8:30.
We need to leave here at about 7:30.
Okay.
So.
And that'll get us there a little bit early. And
So I can sign up at 8.
Sign up at
8. Hopefully get one of the first spots and we can just listen to me jam and then get out of there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's kind of the plan.
Yeah.
So.
So, I received a video game today in the mail.
Yes.
It's called Rocksmith. And it's a really cool video game. It's like Guitar Hero, except you plug in a real guitar and it teaches you how to play the songs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, have you started doing it yet?
Yeah, I was working on Limelight by Rush.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty hard song to play.
On the electric?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because your ukulele is electric, too, even though it's acoustic.
Yeah.
Because it's got a pickup. But I don't think they teach you ukulele songs in that.
No.
It's not really a game, anyway, is it? It's more like a program that just teaches you to... Although, do you get score? Do you keep score like you do in the other ones?
You get, like, a score. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the real point of the game is to learn how to play the guitar.
Right, which you are already doing at
the School of Rock beautiful Naperville, Illinois. And it is going swimmingly.
You're enjoying the hell out of that, huh?
I am.
Did you have a lesson today?
No.
What'd you have today?
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh. Okay. When's you have a lesson tomorrow?
No, I have them on Thursdays.
One day a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do guitar and then right after it, drums. And then Saturday, I have band practice.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it would be fun.
Yeah.
Learning to play the EO guitar and the drums. So we moved some of Jen's stuff yesterday because Bob couldn't get to his drum set. And so now he rearranged his stuff. And the hi-hat that wasn't working somehow managed to magically heal itself. So it he went to show me what was wrong and nothing was wrong.
Yeah.
So maybe the pedal was just stuck or something.
There's still a random spring on the floor.
Yeah.
So, but it works. So, whatever.
Whatever. Just hang on to the spring and we'll see what. Maybe it'll turn up in something and maybe it won't.
Yeah.
Maybe it belongs to something that Jen's got piled up down here.
Could be.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it was a pretty okay day, you know. Just living life.
Yeah, I had stuff that worked, and now it doesn't work. And so I was at work trying to figure out, okay, why did this work yesterday and not work today? And then I made it even worse, and then it got worse after that, and now I'm starting to make it better. But, you know, it's getting it all configured. It's a little tricky to get this stuff running. I'm working on a program that allows them to manage their time and assign it to different projects, because we build these networks of cell phone antennas, and a lot of the people charge their time against certain projects, and then we bill the customer, and they, so you know, it's kind of a pass-through. But anyway, they need to keep track of that, and they had a system that kind of worked, but everybody hated. So, and then they were looking at other ones and they were all too expensive. And so I'm building one that's exactly what they want, but I'm having trouble getting it deployed properly. And so anyway, I've been goofing around with that. That was my day. And I now have a mini me. So there's three developers. There's me and this guy Michael and another guy Alan, who started, I guess, a week ago Monday. I don't know. And, you know, they seem to be okay. And then Seth got a mini-me. So now there's three people that do infrastructure, the network and stuff like that. There's Doug, Seth, and his new guy, whose name's Vincent. And then there's the software guys, me, Michael, and Alan. And then there's Catherine, who's the project manager. That's a big IT team for a little company, but we're growing.
Yep.
Making the big bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that was my thrill pack day. You know, the usual stuff.
You adrenaline junkie.
Yeah, well, we went to Mariano's for lunch, which is a grocery store, but they got a big, like, cafeteria thing in the middle. So that's where we went. I hit the old salad bar. Big thrill.
That's cool.
Yeah. I guess my day was pretty boring now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Not much going on there, but
tonight's going to be awesome, though.
I do get to Bobcast, and then tonight we get to go listen to Bob Jam and Mon.
Yep.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Anything else going on?
I don't know. We should really start making lists again.
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea.
Because we've been recording about 9 minutes and
we're out of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I could tell you a joke.
Okay.
All right. There's this woman, and her husband's having some problems. So she goes to the pharmacy, and she says to the pharmacist, my husband needs some Viagra, but he's too embarrassed to come in here and get it himself. And the pharmacist says, oh, he shouldn't be embarrassed. I take it all the time. It works great. And she goes, does it really? Can you get it over the counter? And he says, I can if I take two.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, there's that.
And I never shared my turtle joke, which is my number one favorite joke of
Why don't you share your time. Turtle joke?
Well, the turtle joke, there's this this drunk guy, and he walks into a bar, and there's a dartboard behind the bar. And it's kind of a joke. The thing is like 50 yards behind a bar. Nobody can ever hit it. And it says, there's a sign that says, three darts in the bullseye and you win a prize. So this drunk guy says to the bartender, I want to throw those darts. So he throws the three darts, gets three bullseyes. And the bartender doesn't have anything to give him. So he's looking around, and behind the bar, he's got an aquarium with a turtle in it. So he reaches in and he takes the turtle and he hands it to the guy. And he says, here you go. And the guy says, thanks, and walks out the door. Couple weeks go by, same guy comes into the same bar, throws the darts again, gets the three bullseyes, and the bartender's looking for something to give him, and he says, I don't know what to give you. What did I give you last time? And the drunk guy says, a ham and cheese on a hard roll. See, he ate the turtle. He thought it was a sandwich.
Oh, okay. I didn't get it at all before.
Yeah.
So when are we going to get that green screen?
I don't know. I think, well, for me right now, the thing is, where are we going to put it?
Yeah.
And, you know, with all the Jen stuff down here and all this other debris that we got to get rid of, I don't really see a lot of places to do it. But I'm thinking, you know, we'll see what happens with Jen and where she lands. And, you know, depending on how that goes, we'll see about the green screen.
Sounds good.
But, you know, I don't want to go get the thing and then have to move all of Jen's stuff and all that to make room for it. So,
well, we could put it up on the wall by the stairs.
I don't want to put it up over there, because then it's going to be in the way when you're trying to get into the laundry room. It'll be right in front of the door.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We'll see. If we can get some space, I will get that and we'll do our fancy green screen stuff.
Experiment.
Yes. With stuff floating in the air and, you know, disembodied heads and things like that. Just kind of floating around. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
You know, just have my head wandering around.
Disembodied heads are always a good time.
I sure do love me a disembodied head.
So anyway...
So, last weekend,
yes.
We went to, Mom and I went to, it was DuPage Medical Group night at the Kane County Cougars, which is the A-ball affiliate of the Chicago Cubs, and they play in Geneva, Illinois, which is in Kane County, which is a far western suburb of Chicago, and... So it was DuPage Medical Group night, and we went there, and they had it was also Jimmy Buffett night. So they had they call it a Jimmy Buffett cover band. He really wasn't, because he played Jimmy Buffett songs, but he also played Bob Marley, and he played Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and he played, you know, a bunch of other stuff. So he was kind of along those lines, but we went and saw them, and... We got there, and after about an hour of the concert, the guy says, well, we got to cut it short because there's weather coming in. And so then they started packing up their stuff, and we went in by the game, and it was like, you know, build an ark kind of rain for about half an hour, 45 minutes. And then they canceled the game, so we came home. But the upside is we get to redeem our tickets for any other game we want to go to. And there's a few more concerts coming up. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to pick a game where there's a pregame concert. So we'll get to see another concert and the baseball game. Hopefully this time it won't get rained out.
I want to go with.
And it'll be big fun.
Yeah.
We could probably arrange for you to come along.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. So that was my big weekend. That was Saturday, and then Sunday I just did some work around the house. Got new tires for the van. They were bald and leaking air and worn funny, and So I didn't want mom to get stranded somewhere.
Off the road or something.
Yeah, have a blowout.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah. So that was a thrill-packed weekend. My life is just such, you know, so exciting and thrilling these last few days.
This weekend, I had our group rehearsal at School of Rock, and I played the drums.
And how'd that go?
Pretty good.
And so how these rehearsals, how many people are playing?
About six.
Okay, so it's like a small, like an ensemble.
Yeah.
Yes.
A small ensemble.
Or a small rock band.
A lot of the times not everyone shows up. I think there would be more.
Yeah. But
we have like three drummers.
And you got to take turns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A guitar player, a bass player, a singer, and a keyboard player.
And sometimes you play the guitar.
I haven't played the guitar yet.
No?
No.
Yeah, maybe soon.
I'm not special enough, I guess.
Well, you're just starting.
Yeah.
You know, it takes time to learn to jam properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't usually have ukuleles in rock bands.
No, not usually.
Oh.
Although the ukulele is the best instrument ever made.
Well.
It's just a fact.
Okay, I won't argue that fact then.
Well, you can't. You can't argue a fact.
So you mentioned the other day that you think you might want to major in music.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you do, you got to learn to play the piano.
Yeah.
You had piano lessons before and you didn't like it.
Well, I didn't like it because I was forced to.
Did we force you to do that?
The school did.
Oh, the school did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't usually force you guys to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We figure if you want to do it, you'll do it. And if not, you'll find something else to do. So, there's no good to force people to do stuff anyway. If their heart's not in it, they're not going to.
They're just going to half-ass it.
Right. You know? And they won't stick with it in the long run, and then it'll just be a waste of everybody's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's for true.
You gotta want it, man.
Yeah,
gotta want it.
So yeah, we're gonna get new cell phones at the end of July.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if you are.
No, I'm not.
Because you get yours through work,
and I can get them whenever I want. So I just got one a couple weeks ago.
The Galaxy S5.
Yes. It's a nice phone, you know, but it's a phone. I'm not that into that stuff, you know.
That's the one I'm going to get. That or possibly, but unlikely.
The Amazon Fire or whatever.
The Kindle Fire phone.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm kind of hesitant to get that because it's like when the phone first comes out, you're kind of like, okay, especially when they haven't made any other phones before, you know? Yeah. So I don't know. Plus, there aren't a lot of apps available through Amazon. Because they don't use Google.
Amazon is
their own thing.
Right, it's like a Windows phone. Half the stuff you want isn't there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, they have most of the major apps, like the Facebook and Twitter apps and stuff, but
they probably don't have MLB at Bat, which is the one of them that I like, and you know, stuff like that.
There's probably only a few thousand apps that they have, which, you know, isn't a lot.
Yeah, and usually most of them suck.
Yeah.
You know, the apps you get on your, from the whatever they call it, the iStore, the Apple Store, or whatever.
And Amazon?
No, for all of those.
Oh.
You know, the Play Store or whatever.
Google Play.
It's yeah.
Google Play, Amazon, and iTunes.
And the Windows Store.
And the Windows Store, yeah.
Yeah, most of them out there are garbage.
Yeah, most of them are. I've still been trying to find a decent metronome app.
Yeah.
And you can't. I mean, all the free ones suck, you know, so.
Yeah, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm thinking maybe I just get an actual metronome. Or we have one, actually.
Yes, we
don't
do.
We? Yeah. Huh.
We have a genuine metronome sitting on the piano upstairs.
Well, I could just use that then.
You could use that.
There we go. Problem solved.
Yep.
So So this week, I have to learn a new drum beat.
Yeah.
And it's all 16th notes. And which means, if you don't know a lot about music, 16th notes are, you play them fast.
Right. So you're getting a cardio workout when you're playing that.
Yeah. So it's three hits on the hi-hat, you hit the bass, then the snare, then two hits on the hi-hat, and then the bass. And that's it. And it sounds a lot easier than it is.
Well, 16th notes, that you gotta move.
Yeah.
You know, gotta play that pretty fast.
So I figured out I burned like 218 calories the other day playing the drums.
It's good to find something that burns calories that you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
You know.
That's for true.
So what else we got be going on?
I don't know. We really... Oh, what's this? Audio connection... no?
Computer error?
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's just wanting me to change some settings, but I already have it set up the right way.
Yeah.
So, why would I change them?
Yeah. Don't change my settings.
Come on, Adobe.
Bastards.
They do it on purpose, you know?
Yeah, they do.
To trick me.
They trick you into downloading Chrome and making it your default browser and all that stuff, too.
Adobe doesn't do that.
Sure, when you... What's the, I can't think of it. The thing you play the movies on, the software, what's it called? The Flash Player.
Flash Player?
Yeah, Adobe Flash.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
When you go to the upgrade, there's a thing that tells you it's going to make Google download it and make it your default browser and download its Google toolbar and make Google your default search engine and all this stuff. And if you don't uncheck the box, it does bad things.
Yeah, but I was talking about Adobe Audition.
Yeah.
But anywho. So tonight should be a pretty fun night.
Yep, looking forward to it. I don't know who all's going to be there.
Well, Luke and Molly said they might come.
Okay.
So they might. I don't know if Mom is. And Jen said she would come.
Well, I'm going. I don't know about Mom. She hasn't been feeling well lately, so.
She's been getting injections, yeah. Radioactive ones.
Yeah. Well, they're not. The injections aren't radioactive. Oh. They're just, yeah. So they make her not feel well.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. She seemed to be doing pretty good, but, you know, 8 o'clock rolls around. She might be ready to put on her jammies.
Yeah.
And so I'll go. Jen will go. This guy, Michael, that I work with said he may or may not go. He lives up in Palatine.
Yeah.
I love Palatine. You know why?
Why?
Because any Palatine is a pal of mine.
Hey! You are so funny.
So he lives up in Palatine, but Mullins is right by our work, and he usually works, you know, till 6 or 7, and so he's probably there. But he said he didn't know if he wanted to hang around and kill time until we show up. But if he does, then he might be there. So
he'll be greatly rewarded. Is Holly working tonight?
I do not know. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to her about it. I know she's going to Vegas next week. For somebody who just, you know, who tends bar, she is always going to cool places on vacation.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she's got a rich aunt who, you know, likes her company. So she's been to Hawaii with her aunt. They went on a cruise. She's going to Vegas. She's been to all these places. And, you know, usually her aunt picks up the tab. But I think this time she's actually going with her boyfriend. So she'll have to pay, or he will.
Yeah.
But yeah, she gets around, you know.
That's cool.
You know, rich relatives are nice if you can get them.
Yeah, they are.
We don't have any.
Nope.
So, what are you going to do?
Yep.
Marry rich.
Exactly.
There you go. Find yourself a rich woman. Become a gigolo.
That's great advice to give your son.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, well,
ready to call it a wrap?
Or yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I'm gonna bring that recorder with and see if we can get it, a recording of me playing. And if it sounds decent enough, I'll put it in at the end. And if it doesn't sound too good, I'll just leave it out.
So if there's music after, if you're looking at your media player and there's like a lot of time left to go, that means that the songs are probably coming up next. And if it looks like it's about done, then that means the recordings didn't turn out so well.
There you go.
So there you go. And for Uncle Mike, who listens to this while he's driving in a car, just be patient and you'll find out soon enough, because I know you don't have a media player. So, yep. Or you can't look at it while you're driving. So anyway, that's a wrap.
Okay. Goodbye.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Bobcast. Check out all the old episodes at bobvicker.com. Next, you're going to hear my performance at Mullins. First, I need to say I changed the songs up a bit. So I played Two Seater by Bowling for Soup, Watching the Wheels Go Round by John Lennon, and One Day by Modest Yahoo. I played One Day by Modest Yahoo last, and someone came on stage and started drumming. So it's kind of hard to hear me. It drowned me out a bit. But anyway, thanks for listening, and here's the clip. Okay, the first, I'm Bob Vicker. The first song is going to be, thank you. Thanks. The first song I'm going to play is called Two Seater by Bowling for Soup. I wanna wake up in your arms, I wanna set off your alarms, I wanna break into your car, and I wanna take out the back seat. When were you told me everything I thought I always wanted to hear? When were you told me that it's over? And every time you look in your rearview mirror, I hope you see me and all the stuff we did when we were back there together. I hope you like your two-seater. No radio, the key marks parallel to the pinstripes. Windows broken, your T-top stolen, now it's one of a kind. Thanks for the ride. I gotta get the hell out of Dodge. I just spent the whole night avoiding the cops. Go to the clink, just as I took out your backseat. But when were you told me everything I thought I always wanted to hear? The one where you told me that it's over. And every time you look in your rearview mirror, I hope you see me and all the stuff we did when we were back there together. I hope you like your two-seater, no radio, the key marks parallel to the pinstripes, your windows broken, your T-top stolen, now it's one of a kind, thanks for the ride. Can you hear your radio? I bet you can't hear your radio, so you'll never know I wrote this song for you. Sorry that your tires are flat. No, you really weren't expecting that. Guess I got a little carried away. So when you look in your rearview mirror, I hope you see me there. And I hope you like your two-seater. No radio, the key marks parallel to the pinstripes. Windows broken, your T-top stolen, now it's one of a kind, thanks for the ride. No radio, your two-seater, thanks for the ride.
The next song I'm going to play is called Watching the Wheels by John Lennon. By Modest Yahoo.
Because all my Thank you.